Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principles. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer, and baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's C-Dot.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Boy, do we have a lot to get into in today's show. Breaking news, if you've missed it, but Kansas State is going to have a new head football coach as Chris Klieman has decided to step down as their coach. It would appear that Colin Klein is about to take over. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. We'll also lead the show today talking about Darren Peterson and Kansas lost yesterday at home to UConn. I did get a chance earlier today to be joined by Patrick Mahomes. We'll play that conversation for you at its normal time coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Before we get into a little bit of college sports to kick off the show today, I got to remind you guys of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. And number three, and most importantly, I need you to remember that the open of the show each and every day is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So if you're looking for a place to watch championship weekend in college football, if you're looking for a place to watch Kansas City and Houston this weekend, you're looking for a place to grab a bite to eat, you're looking for a place to grab something to drink, then look no further than our friends over at The Other Place. So this is how I would like to begin today's show. I'm going to chop it up. I'm going to give K-State a little bit of time. I want to give Kansas a little bit of time, and then we'll talk about the Chiefs at some point in this 2 o'clock hour. I want to start with Tim Fitzgerald and what he had to say about how people should remember Chris Klieman's time at Kansas State University as we got the news earlier today that he is stepping down as their head coach.
I think they'll appreciate that he sustained the success. His bad years were the pandemic year in which he chose to play all the games. He refused to forfeit. If he had enough, literally enough bodies, not at a position. He's playing players out of position. He wanted the guys, whether they were walk-ons or starters, get an opportunity to play football in 2020. They went 4-6. Didn't work out well. And then you get up to now, and it's just very interesting to see where he's at now in his career and ready to get going.
I have a lot of respect for K-State fans and the alumni. They are a very proud people, and you should be. Manhattan is a really special, really unique place. And I think it takes a certain kind of coach to have the kind of success that Bill Snyder had at Kansas State, and also the success that Chris Klieman was having at Kansas State. The first time that K-State had to move on from Bill Snyder, I don't have to tell K-State fans, it didn't really work so well. So now you are faced with that exact same position. And it felt like the college football gods created a smaller version, a 2.0 version of what you had in Bill Snyder. I got the utmost respect for Chris Klieman, the program that they are running, keeping with the tradition of Kansas State football and the program, and taking it to great heights. We're talking about a team that won the Big 12. We're talking about a team that competed in the Sugar Bowl, a team that from a year-in, year-out basis, you knew was always going to be in the mix. So the way that Chris Klieman should be celebrated is a winner. And I know that this season didn't go as advertised, and there were certainly very lofty expectations for what Kansas State could potentially be this season, and they fell short. But Chris Klieman was nothing less of being a winner at Kansas State University. But with all that being said, I don't know if there is a more perfect transition than what Kansas State is currently looking at. There are some people that are gods on college campuses. Every Kansas basketball point guard gets compared to Sherron Collins. Every Kansas quarterback, you have to deal with what Todd Reesing did. If you're at Missouri, you look at the incredible standard that Chase Daniel set, and you are looking for who can be the next Chase Daniel. That's who Colin Klein is in Manhattan, Kansas. And it just so happened that this person has now grown up to be one of the best offensive coordinators in college football. You saw that while he was there at Kansas State, and now he has taken that to Texas A&M and a team that has a chance to win the national championship. Colin Klein was out of here. And I think the last thing that you could let happen if you were Kansas State University is let Colin Klein go take the Penn State job. Or let one of these big-time universities, these big-time programs, woo him and steal him away, and then you may never get him. That's already happened twice if you were K-State. And I think that some of that is living in the back of K-State fan mind. You had a chance to get Brent Venables. A lot of K-State fans wanted him. Well, he ended up taking the Oklahoma job. Look, they're in the college football playoff. I know a lot of K-State basketball fans wanted Brad Underwood to be their head coach. They have had plenty of opportunities to go get Brad Underwood. That's just not the way that their story was going to be told. So if you got a chance, you think, to finally right that wrong, and you got a chance to get one of the hottest offensive coordinators in the sport, and we're talking about a guy that loves your university. Colin Klein is 36 years old. He was born in 1989. If this thing works out at Kansas State and Colin Klein ends up being a successful head coach, you never have to worry about him leaving, and he will be there for the next 20, 25 years. You couldn't script a better story than what we're talking about if it works. Now, it's not 100%. It's not foolproof. Nebraska thought the same thing when they went and got Scott Frost. So there are examples of universities that try to bring the prodigal son home and it doesn't work. But what if it does? There's this one scene in the television show The Wire where the mayor, Carchetti, he has to raise a lot of money in a very short period of time. And they tell him, hey, you just got to lock yourself in the room. We need to raise $5 million and do not leave this room until you do it. That's the kind of power that I think Colin Klein will have. If you are a K-State fan and Colin Klein calls you and says, we need your NIL donation in order to help secure X, Y, and Z recruit, tell me a Wildcat that's not giving him the money. This has a chance to work out in such a way. This isn't a home run hire. This is a potential grand slam hire. I'm talking about this is Alex Gordon, bottom of the ninth, games, World Series game one level of home run. That's what this has a chance of being if it potentially works out at Kansas State University. I do want to give Kansas a little bit of time here in the open. Let me play this audio for you guys. This is Bill Self. Now, I am not one to give Hall of Fame head coaches advice. And Bill Self has done a countless number of press conferences in his storied college coaching career, I would give Bill just one piece of press conference advice. Please stop talking about Darren Peterson. Or if you're going to keep talking about Darren Peterson, I would not attribute any percentages to any things, and I would just have a company line when it comes to Darren Peterson. Because I will play this for you. And at the end of this, I will tell you, there are only two possible things that can be the case if this is true.
The combination of that and him, confidence level, let me go. Guys, he's 90, 95%. But he wasn't 100. And I said all along, we're not going to play until he is. So it was as much my decision as anything. But I also sensed that he wasn't quite.
All right, a couple of things. I'm not here to call Bill Self a liar. I'm really not. If you were telling me that you have your best player and he is between 90 and 95% and you chose to sat him, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. We're talking about big time sports. I know that it's college, but Darren Peterson is a millionaire because of Adidas and his commitment to the University of Kansas. He is a millionaire and he is 18, 19 years old. If you are 95 or 90% healthy and able to go, you should be out there because that's your job. This is not 2005 where the student comes first. No, Darren Peterson is a professional athlete. Now, he's got to take calculus. He's got to take math or freshman orientation. Darren Peterson is a professional athlete. And if you are a professional athlete and you got a home game against a top five team in UConn and your coach is telling me that you are 90 or 95% healthy and available, you should be on the floor. You don't miss Madison Square Garden against Duke if you're 95%. You don't miss going to Las Vegas and playing against Tennessee and Syracuse and Notre Dame if you are 95%. You don't miss an opportunity to play against the possible national champion. Please do not sell me, oh, it's early in the season. He's 95%. Everybody is dealing with something. Everybody's got some bumps and bruises. You play sports for a living. So I just don't believe it. Maybe the percentage is worse, and Bill just wants KU fans to be optimistic. Maybe Darren Peterson is like 70%. And Bill just wants to, hey, he wants you to be positive. Doesn't want you to get down on this situation. So maybe Darren Peterson is 70%. I don't know. But if he's 95%, there is no reason why he was not out there playing against UConn. Or the other side, which I think a lot of KU fans are on, he is choosing to sit out of these games. You cannot tell me that you are 95% healthy and you can go. To the fact of you practiced on Monday, you participated in the shoot-around, and this is the second time that you have participated in the shoot-around on the day of the game and then just didn't play. I'm sorry. It's one of the two. Either they are way off and he's like really 50, 60, 70% and he is not really close to playing, or somebody is making the decision of, well, he's not 100% there yet. Well, if that's the case, then he'll never play. If the conversation we had with professional athletes was you can only play if you're 100%, we would never watch sports. You think that everybody out there is 100%? Everybody's dealing with something. You sprayed your ankle. You jammed your finger. You got a stomach ache. Whatever it is, tough it out. I understand what Darren Peterson is worth. Absolutely. And I understand you don't want to jeopardize what his future is. But here and now, he is a millionaire basketball player and is sitting, according to Bill Self, at 90 or 95%. That's unacceptable. So I don't know what you got to do. Put some Icy Hot on it. Get one of those little massage guns that I see on TikTok shop all the time. You better figure it out. Because, I mean, I cheer for Missouri. I'm cool if you don't play. If Darren Peterson doesn't play the Missouri game and Bill is selling you this, oh, he's 90, he's 95%, and they lose to Missouri on Sunday, boy, I'm telling you, it will not be good. You have to get out there. Bill, stop talking about it. That'll be my advice. Maybe you guys are tired of me talking about it. Bill, stop. Stop throwing percentages. Don't tell me he's 95%. Oh, he's almost there. I'm sorry then. He'll never get to 100%. Something will always happen. He plays basketball for a living. You get a hard foul. You get a screen. You get injured. You get hurt at some point doing these things. It is just a bad look for everybody. I feel bad for KU fans because you were told that you have this incredible gift. He got compared to Kobe Bryant on this show yesterday. Kobe Bryant would be sitting out at 95% healthy. We know that much. Kobe Bryant would be at 50%, still out there being able to give you something. He's Kobe, but he can't go at 95% because he's holding out for when he plays for the Toronto Raptors. You got to be better than this. You got to figure out a way to get on the floor. I want to see you play. KU fans want to see you play. Everybody wants to see you play. So tough it up. I don't know what you need to do. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by John Kurtz. We'll talk about the breaking news. Chris Klieman is no longer the coach at K-State. It looks like it will be Colin Klein next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
We'll get to the Chiefs here coming up in a bit, but let's talk about the top story right now locally, which is Chris Klieman. He is no longer the head coach at Kansas State University, and it is believed that Colin Klein is going to take the job. We'll head to the phone lines right now to be joined by John Kurtz with the Three Mall Podcast. John, is this good news why we have you on? Because, I mean, we didn't have you on whenever you guys lost to Bowling Green a couple of days ago. We got you on for Colin Klein coming in.
I was literally just talking to Rob about that. I said, you know, I was sitting by my phone all day yesterday. I was like, look, something bad happened. K-State got body bagged at home by Bowling Green. I just know that my phone is going to be lighting up with Carrington or Rob trying to get me on there, to trot me out there to talk about it. But you know what? You guys waited a day, and now, yes. As much as I love Chris Klieman, I deem this very positive news, and I am much more excited to talk about this.
So let's start with this. How did we get here with Chris Kleiman? Because it sounds to me like there were rumblings in some Wildcat circles. I didn't hear anything about it. And I don't really frequent the Wildcat circles, but the fact that Chris Kleiman, who has had great success at K-State, has been thinking about this, at least it's been reported since the middle of the season, they did a good job kind of keeping this in-house. How did we get here with Kleiman?
Well, first of all, you're always welcome in the Wildcat circles at Emaudot. You can come by anytime. Well, I'll start with just like a couple of years ago. I feel like I've been saying for a little while, it's never been a secret that Chris Kleiman was not a guy who was going to coach like anywhere near the length of time that Bill Snyder did. That had been a pretty poorly kept secret for a long time. Then I know, you know, I mean, last year he had some family issues. He has had some instances of kind of getting dizzy on the sideline a couple of times. So people had really speculated like, all right, like, are there major health issues going on there? I don't think we'll see what he says later on today at the press conference. I don't think there's anything like major. There may have been some more minor things health-wise that had come up for him. Frankly, I just think a lot of it is like he's more of an old school coach. He's kind of cut more from the mold of a guy built to handle what college sports used to be like. And, you know, I know he hasn't been the head coach at K-State for an incredibly long time, but it's changed a ton even in the 3 years since he won a Big 12 championship. Like, NIL was in its infancy. It's now exploded. Obviously there's the transfer portal and he had been pretty good at player retention, but I think just this whole athletic department has been a little bit slow catching on to like what this is going to be like and look like moving forward. And I don't know that it was his favorite thing in the world to deal with. Like you're having to do so much other than just coach ball. Like Chris Kleiman is a ball coach. He's not a guy that you ever saw like doing a ton of like meet and greet events, out pounding the pavement, like meeting donors. That's not really what he likes to do. He's a guy that just likes to walk in and coach football. And I think a lot of the other stuff was starting to add up there. So I think probably like a combination of all that combined with, look, man, he's not stupid. I think you saw the emotions of everything coming out at that press conference the other day of like, hey, man, I know everybody is sitting around here being like, Colin Klein's about to get a Power Four job. He's the prodigal son. If I stick around here too long and my heart's not fully in it and they miss on Colin Klein, who, by the way, was the runner-up for the Oklahoma State job, I think a part of this is like a pretty selfless act from him being like, I can't mess that up. So I think it's my guess, an educated guess, is some combination of all of that. But I will be very, very interested to hear what he has to say at 4 o'clock at the press conference.
That's interesting that you say that, because I do think that some of this has been fueled by they missed on Brett Venables. Now, they had opportunities and there's some backstory there. I don't know all of it, but I mean, Brett Venables from Kansas, went to Kansas State University, is now the head coach of Oklahoma and has done a fantastic job. They missed on Brad Underwood. They had plenty of chances to hire Brad Underwood and it just never really seemed to line up. I do feel like some of this is motivated by we're not going to let this happen again. We can't let Penn State hire Colin Klein. We may never get him. So maybe they're a little bit early to it when it comes to Colin Klein. But if it works, if he turns out to be a great coach, this will be the best fit of any Power Four job in the country if he ends up working out.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, being early on him, like I feel pretty confident in saying had this not happened and had the timing not worked out the way it did, he was going to be the head coach at USF at South Florida this year. And like I said, he finished runner-up at Oklahoma State. I mean, honestly, the other one, CDOT, that I was hearing was if Drinkwitz was going to leave Mizzou, you know where Missouri's athletic director graduated from. That was the other place a lot of K-State fans were worried about him going. So, you know, I mean, maybe a tad bit early, but, like, I don't really even think very early at all. Like, to me, this kind of was the time. You maybe had one more year before he was going to be at the level of getting that type of a job. But, you're totally right, the sentiments of the fan base. It goes beyond that even with basketball, right? Like Lon Kruger was an alum who was the coach here, but K-State lets him get away. He winds up going to a Final Four at Oklahoma. Achieves greater success beyond there. Frank Martin, the whole John Curry situation, he gets away. He goes to a Final Four somewhere else. You're watching another coach do that, right? I mean, Bob Huggins gets away, goes to a Final Four with West Virginia. I mean, K-State fans have had to watch a lot of either their coaches or their alums go do great things at other places. And so that definitely fueled a lot of the angst from the fan base throughout this year as the timing synced up where it was like, hey, Colin's ascending and now the football program is descending with some real issues here and having a rough year. all of that coalesced, and I think that probably added to maybe a little bit more of the vitriol coming out than there would have been, at least specifically about, like, hey, we need to get rid of this guy to go get Colin Klein. Again, fan-based sentiment. I'm not sure how much that actually affects things, like in the athletic department, anybody's way of thinking, but that definitely had an effect on the fan psyche.
Right now, we're talking to John Kurtz with the Three Mall podcast covering Kansas State athletics, talking about the breaking news that Chris Klieman is no longer the head coach and they are bringing in Colin Klein. I want to go back for just a little bit. Do you think this is motivated by the record that they have? Let's say that K-State had the year that people anticipated. They're a 9-3, 10-2 team. They're playing this weekend in the Big 12 championship. Do you think we get this outcome with Chris Klieman that he's willing to walk away? And I think you alluded to it a little bit. How much of this do you think is motivated by the climate right now? I think you're seeing a lot of these older coaches just don't want to deal with what college athletics have turned into, that you got to have a certain kind of personality now to be a college coach. You got to have a certain kind of go get it. And you just mentioned that he doesn't want to do those extra things. Well, if you don't want to do those extra things, then you can't be a head coach in 2025. You got to do those things to have success at wherever you're coaching.
Yeah, I mean, I agree totally on the second part of it. Like, I think that definitely is factoring in here. And I think it's one of the really important things about this hire for K-State, because Colin Klein, one, yes, I think it's just more cut out for it because he's my age. He's 36 years old. Like, I was in college at the same time as him, like, which is still kind of crazy to me. But, like, that's Kenny Dillingham is a year younger than me. He's already won a Big 12 championship and been to the college football playoff. Like, that is the new archetype of a guy that can work in this era. And you need to be somebody that's come up in it and be able to fully embrace it and relate to guys. And, I mean, frankly, like, K-State's program had gotten stale. They'd had the same staff for years. There had not been enough turnover, and it was kind of old, man. It was a bunch of older guys on staff. They needed an injection of life here. That's what Colin Klein is going to provide. But to me, the most important thing is I just think in K-State's athletic department as a whole has been too slow within, like, the last year or so to really realize, like, what it's going to look like in college athletics now if you want to win, and not even just at the SEC or Big Ten level. Look at BYU. They, according to Pete Nakos, are committing $10 to $15 million above the rev share cap for their football roster every year. So that means usually it's about $14 million from the rev share cap that's going to go to football. You're talking about a $25 to $30 million roster. That's what it's going to take. Texas Tech did that this year. The reports were like around $28 million for its roster. Like, if you want to win big, you've got to sell a vision. You got to fundraise. You got to get everybody involved and not sit and hope that the College Sports Commission is going to actually enforce deals that aren't above or that are above fair market value, which I think is what K-State have been sitting back and hoping. It's not happening, man. People are just moving on past that. If you've read the reporting about that NIL go and all that stuff, it's been way backlogged. They're not getting through cases in time, and teams are just saying, forget this. We're just going to move through and do it anyway. So I think K-State's been too slow on all that stuff. And Colin Klein has been at an SEC football program with as much money as anybody and as much desire as anybody to win. He knows what it looks like to actually win at this level. And I think he can be a force multiplier to just, like, drag the athletic department into it. I think there's been some legitimate resistance there. Now you've got a guy who's going to galvanize everybody, right? Because everybody in the fan base loves this. The hyper online fans, I call them the proud of this house fans that are on the total opposite side that are going to be much more, you know, just resistant to anything drastic or change. Everybody loves Colin Klein because he's a hot coaching target and he's the beloved former Heisman finalist guy. He satisfies everybody. Donors are going to be fired up. Like, this is the perfect time for K-State to get its act together. And I think Colin will be a guy that's going to demand that because he's now seen what it takes to do it at the highest level at Texas A&M. So I just think that's such an important part of this hire. Not to mention, he'll just heal a lot of wounds that the fan base has had because everybody's been kind of at each other's throats. And I get it. Like, Chris Klieman, the struggles, it was a tricky situation because you have a guy that, I mean, his tenure has been undoubtedly a huge success, but I'm also pretty convinced K-State was about to fall far behind had he been around another year or two.
Right now, we're talking to John Kurtz here for a couple more minutes. Chris Klieman has announced his retirement. It is now official, according to Kansas State University. I'll read the statement here coming up in a bit. Last two questions here, John, and we appreciate your time. You mentioned the fan base. I'm with you. I mean, this would be like if Todd Reesing was the head coach at KU or Chase Daniel was the head coach at Missouri. This is somebody that everybody could get behind. this feels like this is the most exciting thing to happen at K-State since Michael Beasley appeared on campus. You got a lot more historical context than me, but this just seems like it's hard to get 100% approval of anything. I don't know if there's a single K-State fan that can be against them hiring Colin Klein. And this isn't just like, he's not deserving. He's the offensive coordinator of maybe the best offense in college football this year.
Yeah, and, you know, he was the not only won a Big 12 championship as a player, but won a Big 12 championship as the offensive coordinator when he was there. You know, everybody was really bummed to see him leave. It's tough to compare it to, like, games, right? I mean, they've made three Elite Eights, basically, in the time span that we're talking about. They've won three Big 12 championships, you know, in a fairly recent era. So I don't know how it compares to those, but thinking back through, like, coaching hires, I mean, I don't think there's one in my lifetime that's been like this universally praised. I will tell you, me personally, the only one that I can remember being as legitimately excited about was Bob Huggins when that happened, because I knew, like, hey, and that guy wins. Like, he is going to win. And there were all the talks about all the recruits that he had lined up, the, you know, O.J. Mayo, Michael Beasley, Bill Walker, all those guys. And so I was totally behind that. But obviously he had, you know, he's a little rough around the edges, right? So you had some people that were not crazy about it because of that. So it was just not roundly accepted by everybody the way I think that this is going to be. So, it's definitely one of the most exciting moments for K-State fans. And this might not work. I mean, you mentioned like Brad Underwood coming back as an alum. That obviously would have likely worked. He's been an outstanding head coach. But this is almost the exact same situation to a T that happened with Texas Tech and Cliff Kingsbury. He was an alum, beloved alum, great quarterback on some of the best teams that they had had. He was a hotshot up-and-coming coach. He was an offensive coordinator at Texas A&M with Johnny Manziel, and they hired him, and he was pretty mediocre as a head coach. So it may not work, but it is definitely something that everybody will get behind. You're going to get K-State's best shot, absolute best shot, to make it work. And it's just something that you had to do. You had to do it. You couldn't not do this. You had to know – you had to take your shot here, and they're going to.
I'll get you out of here with this last question. Are you guys going to be starting the coaching search for a new basketball coach? Because getting beat by 16 at the Crib to Bowling Green, and you still got to get to conference play with Kansas and Arizona and Iowa State and Houston and BYU, it looks like it's going to be another year missing the tournament.
I mean, the only thing is I've got about 18 million reasons why it might not happen this year. We'll see. Like I said, I think a lot of money now is going to come pouring into the football program. I think Colin Klein will probably be paid a little bit less than Kleiman, but I would guess that the assistant salary pool is going to be more. I would guess that the NIL spend is going to be more. So I don't know exactly what that means for Jerome Tang. And man, CDOT, like, I was bought in, dude. I went to Sprint Center. I was wearing the big oversized chain with the giant logo, you know, like the Flavor Flav chain. I was all excited. They lose at the last second to Nebraska, and I'm still thinking – but they're a pretty good team, and then Monday night happened. So I don't know, dude. It'll be rough.
That is John Kurtz, fired up about football, a little down about basketball. That makes sense, John. We appreciate you as always.
All right, take care, boys.
Absolutely. That is John Kurtz joining us on the show. See, that was a positive interview. John thinks we only call him when bad things happen at K-State. No, that's not the case. They hired Colin Klein. It is difficult to undersell the hire that this is. Let's say that you even remove who Colin Klein is. If K-State, if they had their head coach step down, and you were telling me that right now they are taking the offensive coordinator off of one of the best teams in college football, everybody would say, that's a good hire. It's a really good hire if that's the case. You then factor in that he might be the most popular football player they've had on this side of Darren Sproles. You get both of those things. So you get the credentials of what he's been able to accomplish as a coordinator for you also at Texas A&M, and then you factor in his immense popularity. Right now, your job is not just coaching football. It sounds good. But your job also, if you're a college football coach, is to be a fundraiser. So you got to go to the golf trips and shake hands. You got to go to the small towns in Kansas and wave at people and tell them how important their support is and how their support is helping you every single Saturday. You have to do those things. There is no better person as a representative for Kansas State football over the last 20 years than Colin Klein to do it. So on one side, you're disappointed about Chris Kleiman. Hey, he's a very good coach. We lost him. Man, if you were telling me that you could pick anybody realistically to be their head coach, I think every K-State fan would have picked Colin Klein. That's who they're about to get to be their next head coach. I don't want to. This is not just a home run. This is a grand slam. It might not work. These things don't work. Cliff Kingsbury didn't work. Scott Frost didn't work. But, man, you at least took the swing. At least you'll get your answer when it comes to him. And if it works, if he ends up being good, it will be the best possible thing that could happen for their football program. So I'm excited to see if it works or not.
I am fascinated by this hire for this reason. A, everything you're saying is correct. It is a home run for K-State lineage, and it's a home run for his actual resume. Like, I know reports are he's going to coach A&M in the bowl game. Man, Marcel Reed is not going to win the Heisman, but he had a really good season. And you know why? It's because Colin Klein was there. Like, Colin Klein, and he did an exceptional job with Will Howard. They won a Big 12 title at Kansas State with Colin Klein as the offensive coordinator. Like, it's not just the fact his name's on the Hall of Honor or they have his number retired, which they do. It's all the stuff. But this hire is intriguing to me because it feels like everything went perfect for K-State in a year where the general sentiment was, you do not want to need a coach this year. Like, look what jobs came available this year. And you, if we were ranking every hire that's happened, I think K-State made a better hire than Florida. That's no disrespect to John Summerall. I think K-State made a better hire. I think K-State made a better hire than a lot of, well, Penn State hasn't hired anyone. I think K-State's going to get a better coach than Penn State has. Like, K-State, considering the landscape of college football, got an A+. I wouldn't have bet on that anytime based on what's happening.
You might can argue, honestly, outside of LSU, they made the best coaching hire.
And LSU just always going to outbid everyone for anyone.
And I mean, LSU, say what you want about Lane Kiffin, they got a proven power four coach. That's not what any of the other schools got. It's not what Florida got. That's not what these other programs, that's not Oklahoma State has. So if you're not going to get a proven power four head coach, I'm taking the swing on the hot shot 30-something offensive coordinator. And then as a bonus, as a kicker, you get the fact that he's one of your more popular and famous alums. His name is in the Ring of Honor. You look up there. He's one of those guys that, and this happens at every university. I've been to a lot of Mizzou games where guys come back. You know, Martin Rucker comes back and Chase Kaufman and Jeremy Macklin. Chase Daniel gets a bigger reception than those individuals. He's Chase Daniel. He's a quarterback. He was a Heisman finalist. He was the quarterback of the game when they beat Kansas. Everybody loves Chase Daniel. That's who Colin Klein is. That guy's their head coach now. This is going to be a lot of fun. It really honestly could be a lot of fun if this thing ends up working out. I'm excited for it. We all put our request in for Colin Klein, so we hope to have him on the show.
I mean, I had to finagle the request a little bit because at the time I put the request in, nothing was official, but I've been told once things
we asked. That's all we asked. That's all we did. We asked. Now, we don't get them. We don't get them. But we certainly did our best, and we asked if we could have Colin Klein on the show. Did you see the ratings for the Thanksgiving game? They were massive. Massive is what it was. 56 million people. 56 million people tuned in. It peaked at 61 million people. It was the most watched regular season game in the NFL by a long shot. The NFL had never gotten a 45 before this past Thursday. They got to 56. It really was the perfect intersection of everything. And we knew this when the schedule came out, that this was a realistic conversation. And they blew what my expectations were. I thought they would get to 50. I didn't think that they were going to get to 56 and then peak at 61. That's almost twice as many people that watched the last State of the Union address. That's what we're talking about, how many people watched this game on Thanksgiving. When you combine everything, the Cowboys, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, Cowboys, Chiefs, when you combine all of those things, I mean, it was a ratings bonanza that we just got this past Thursday. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll play our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Coming up next, it is that time. It is the time where we go through Rob's Spotify Wrapped. We'll do it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve.
car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
All right, we are going to get to the Chiefs coming up at the top of the hour. We'll play our conversation with Patrick Mahomes coming up around 3:10, 3:15, somewhere in that range. I got a chance to catch up with the Chiefs quarterback earlier today. But this is a yearly tradition that we have and a lot of you have. If you listen to Apple Music or you listen to Spotify, at the end of the year, they give you your data. And they call it Spotify Wrap. Or with Apple Music, they call it the Apple Music Replay. So if you use one of these two apps, you can go on there. What song did you listen to the most? What album did you listen to? Who were your favorite artists? What were your favorite podcasts this year? You can get all of that information right there on the app. So this is the point of the year where we start to have people on and we go through and we find out a little bit more about them. We find out what's their favorite songs. We have to start every single year. We do this with Rob. Our very own Rob Brenton. So here we go. On the Spotify Wrapped, this was the fifth most listened to song on Rob Brenton's Spotify this year.
Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor.
Let's move on. Let's move on. Number five. Hadn't heard that song in months. Been trying to stay away from it.
Do you have time to write it down? You want me to tell you what it is?
I got a no Kendrick rule in my car right now, and I'm having that rule for you in your car right now. Not on my watch. We don't listen to that music. Not around me. That gets no play in this ride. All right. That was your number five most listened to song of 2025, the song that we will not name. Let's go to number four.
Look, what they talking about, they ain't talking about nothing.
That was number four. That was number four.
He did the Super Bowl. He was very popular this year.
No, that was number four.
And also, no, I shared my account with my wife. She was like, hey, he was really good at the Super Bowl. And then we listened to the whole album together. So.
I see. All right.
4 and 5, not your fave.
No, not at all. I've actually only heard that song one time. I was like, you know what? I'll listen to it once. I was it. No, no thanks. I got to take a hard line stance. We got to make choices in this home. We don't listen to Kendrick around me. Never. Let's keep it moving. Number three, I swear better not be any more Kendrick on this list or we're aborting this segment right now. This song just came out like a month ago.
I don't know. I just said I said this to my wife. And also, this is
she's been grooving to that song.
I'm happy it was this one. The whole album could have been in the top five.
She's been grooving to Fate of Ophelia.
That song came out in what? Early October?
Yeah, that song just came everywhere. Out like a month ago. That song just came out. Goodness gracious. Fate of Ophelia by Taylor Swift. I've only heard two songs off that album. I've heard that and I've heard Wood. I can't tell you. I know there's one song called Opalite.
Opalite,
I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I can't tell you anything else about the album. I've never heard Opalite. I just know that there is a song on there called Opalite.
I could probably identify the difference between Opalite and Fate of Ophelia, but they all kind of sound the same to me.
Okay. Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, didn't you go to a Kendrick concert earlier in the year? I closed my ears while I was there. I didn't actually hear the music. I was just there to say that I went there. I went there for moral support for a friend. I didn't want to be there, but I was there.
You had your AirPods in listening to Views?
Yeah. I didn't buy any merch and I didn't take any video of it. So was I really there? That's what I mean. Was I really there? All right. So far we have gone through Rob's Spotify Wrapped. Number 5 was Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. Number 4 was Peekaboo, also by Kendrick Lamar. Number 3 was Fate of Ophelia by Taylor Swift. Oh, now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. Now we're getting down to the final two. This was Rob's second most listened to song on his Spotify page this year.
It is. It is the crescendo song in Wicked.
Was this yours or was this your wife?
This is my wife. This plays a lot in my house. I know all the words. This one now. This is Cynthia Erivo, by the way.
Okay, no, I didn't know. I never heard that song before. I never heard any of the songs from.
Do you know how I feel about Kansas basketball? That's how my wife feels about Wicked.
No, I got you.
We own merch. Just so you know.
You got Wicked merch.
Yeah. You know that we're on the super secret special screener list. I had been getting sweat for months at home. Hey, when are we going to be able to see Wicked 2? So the way I feel about Kansas Athletics is her with Wicked.
No, I got you. Shout out to Wicked. So that's like the song at the end of the movie?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the big reveal of the first movie, that she's the witch.
Okay, got you. So that's from the Wicked 1. That's not from Wicked 2.
I'm sure in about 12 months you'll hear a Wicked 2 song.
Okay, there'll be the from the Wicked 2. Okay, all right. No, I got you. All right.
Like, just to give you an idea of how serious the love is, she had friends in town. You know how you have friends over, you watch a game, you have a few beers.
You guys watched the first Wicked.
They watched it and then listened to the soundtrack. And I was in the basement. That's what I was doing.
So it's like Hamilton.
It's like Hamilton.
That's what you're trying to tell me. Okay.
It is. If you, it's Wizard of Oz Hamilton.
Okay.
That's what
all right.
It is.
No, that, you know what? Putting in the things that I understand, Wizard of Oz Hamilton, that makes a lot of sense to me. If I came over there and you was listening to The Room Where It Happened, you will be removed from this room. I know that much.
Which one would you listen to? Me listening to Not Like Us or The Room Where It Happened?
I'd rather listen to that. The one song about it was like the play off the 10 crack commandments, but it was about the amendments. I'd rather listen to that song. I'd much rather listen to that if I had to choose. All right, last one here. This was Rob's most popular song on Spotify. Last year it was Kane Brown. I remember. I think that was a song that you and your wife walked down the aisle to. So we will see. This is Rob's Spotify. We're going through his Wrapped. We're going to go through various people's Wrapped over the course of December. This was Rob's most listened to song in 2025.
Early Monday morning to Friday at 5. Man, I work, but I don't climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his cane. All I want to do is put a drink in my hand to fill it up.
heard this before. This does sound like a song. You gotta get up. You gotta boot scoot and boogie with your lady when this song come on. What is that?
This is Drink in My Hand by Eric Church. This song is on my golfing and pool playlist. Ooh. So it got played a lot when it was 165 degrees this summer.
Okay, no, that makes a lot of sense. All right. I didn't know, but no, I learned so much over, I learned so much about you over the course of the last 7 minutes doing this segment. All right, let's go through it again. Rob, take us through your top five on Spotify Wrapped. These are your five most listened to songs of the year.
Number five, Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. Number four, Peekaboo by Kendrick Lamar. Number three, Fate of Ophelia by Taylor Swift. Number two, Defying Gravity by Cynthia Erivo as part of the Wicked soundtrack. And number one by Eric Church, Drink in My Hand.
Okay, all right. That was Rob's Spotify Wrapped for the year. If you had to remove your wife's songs from there, what songs do you think would have made the list for you?
TV Off by Kendrick Lamar would have made it.
Let's move on. Let's go ahead. That's coming up on the other side. I want to play for you guys some audio that Sam Munson, they did on his podcast, because the sentiment that is displayed in this clip, I think there's five teams in the league that feel this way. We'll talk about it. Also, we got Patrick Mahomes coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.